This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump's Senate trial formally opened last week and is set to hear opening arguments on Tuesday. But combatants in the political and legal fight over President Trump's fate waged verbal battles today on the airwaves. On ABC This Week, Alan Dershowitz, one of the president's lawyers, says abuse of power is not impeachable.
When you have somebody who, for example, is indicted for a crime, let's assume you have a lot of evidence, but the grand jury simply indicts for something that's not a crime, and that's what happened here. You have a lot of evidence, disputed evidence, could go both ways, but the vote was to impeach on abuse of power, which is not within the constitutional criteria for impeachment, and obstruction of Congress.
As the trial nears, the Republican majority Senate remains highly unlikely to convict President Trump, a Republican, since a two-thirds vote against President would be necessary to oust him from the White House. World leaders agreed Sunday to respect an arms embargo and postpone military support to the two factions at a summit aimed at heading off a true regional escalation of fighting in Libya. 12 world leaders, as well as representatives from the United Nations, and met in Germany in hopes of laying a foundation for a lasting ceasefire between Libya's rival governments. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that a committee would be convened in Geneva in the coming days.
I cannot stress enough the summit's conclusion that there is no military solution to the conflict in Libya. All participants have mentioned it several times during the meeting, even those that are more directly involved in the conflict itself.
Fierce clashes continued Sunday between Syrian government forces and rebel fighters in the northeastern province of Idlib, despite a ceasefire brokered last week by Russia and Turkey. This is VOA News. China says 17 more people had become infected with a new coronavirus strain. This is fanning fears it will spread further as hundreds of millions of people travel to celebrate the upcoming Lunar New Year. Meanwhile, U.S. health officials are now screening for the virus at three airports. More from VOA's Michelle Quinn.
Families wait in the San Francisco airport arrival lobby as passengers on a flight from Wuhan, China, go through a health screening to see if they have flu-like symptoms that may be linked to a virus that has alarmed health officials worldwide. Johnny Tang, a tech worker in Silicon Valley, was waiting for his parents to visit.
Because they know there was a planned visit to here, then I think for the past week they just stay in home to avoid any contact of any potential risk.
The virus is believed to have started in Wuhan, a city in central China. It belongs to the same family of coronaviruses that include severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS. SARS killed nearly 800 people globally during an outbreak 17 years ago. It also started in China. Michelle Quinn, VOA News, San Francisco.
Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido surfaced in Colombia on Sunday in anticipation of a meeting with the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as his power struggle with President Nicolas Maduro entered a challenging new phase. Via Twitter, Venezuelan National Assembly leader thanked Colombian President Iván Duque for his support for the struggle. The move comes amid an overture by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro for direct negotiations with the United States on an end to the crippling U.S. sanctions, and amid signs he's preparing for renewed confrontation with the opposition. The U.S. Secretary of State is scheduled to arrive in the Colombian capital on Monday at the start of a Latin American tour. Today at Cape Canaveral, SpaceX had a successful failure. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Liftoff, Semper Fi, aim high. Go Falcon, go Dragon.
Falcon 9 rocket blasted off as normal with two mannequins on board, but just over a minute into its supersonic flight, the Dragon crew capsule catapulted off the top before parachuting into the Atlantic Ocean as the booster tumbled out of control in a giant fireball. Back in Mission Control, SpaceX cheered the milestone, which paves the way for astronauts to climb aboard and hitch a ride to the International Space Station, something NASA says could happen as early as March. I'm Julie Walker.
Clashes broke out between protesters and police in Hong Kong on Sunday, cutting short a rally after thousands had gathered at a park to call for electoral reforms. For more on these stories, VOAnews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.